Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I often get messages asking where I get all the info on new Christmas music, and one of the first sites I usually mention is pauseandplay.com. It's a great music site with a wealth of information about music, what's coming out, and when. And I'm very happy and lucky to have Jerry from pauseandplay.com with us today to talk about the new Christmas music that's on the way, among other things. Hi, Jerry. Thanks so much for making some time for us today.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure you can give a better description of pauseandplay.com than I just did. So for anybody who doesn't already know, what is pauseandplay.com?
I like to think of it as a place to find out when albums are coming out. I mean, you could navigate too much on Amazon. It's like a rabbit hole. I like to keep it all compartmentalized on Pause and Play so people can find it easily. That's why I separate them by release date. And I try to sprinkle in information about the albums, like who's the producer, what's the single, who are the guests, things like that.
How did you come to start Pause and Play?
I think it has to go back farther than when I started it. Actually, we just celebrated our 26th year on October 1st.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe I'm still doing it. In 1997, there was no Google. Amazon was just a bookstore. I don't even think I had any iTunes. There was no iTunes that I know of. And I just feel like I'm one of the war horses still around. Pause and Play. It started out as just Pause Inc. because I used to work in Tokyo for Stars and Stripes newspaper, which is for the military. And I was a civilian employee, but I was a sports editor, news. I ended up in news. One day, the entertainment editor held up some passes to a culture club press conference and said, "Who wants to go to this?" And nobody raised their hand except me. And I said, "I want to go." And once I covered that press conference, I was hooked because I was probably the only foreign reporter there. And all the Japanese were really timid about asking questions. So I ended up interviewing Boy George practically by myself. And from there, I just got the bug. I spent the next 4 or 5 years in Tokyo interviewing some of the biggest artists that you could imagine at the time. And then when I moved back to the States, I'm from Ohio, I just wanted to continue the music. So the pause part of Pause and Play is a dedication to my cat at the time. His name was Joe. And anytime I would write a letter home, I would put my name and a paw print next to it for Joe. So I decided, well, I'll just call it Pause. But then eventually it became Pause and Play. And at first it was just big hit dedicated to my artist interviews. And then I started sprinkling in the release dates. And that's what really got people to come back. And so I thought, well, maybe I should just focus on that. And I've been doing it since 97.
I know it sounds like an obvious idea, but it's terrific. As somebody who is just an addict for music, I would love to have had something like this available to me earlier. I used to scour Billboard magazine and Radio and Records and Ice magazine for whatever was coming. But, you know, back before we all had internet, you know, you're haunting newsstands or bookstores that have magazines for these particular issues to come out. And they would have, you know, three or four releases. Well, Ice Magazine did more, but Billboard or Rolling Stone or would have, you know, maybe half a dozen of the big artists who had something coming out, and that was it.
Yep.
And, you know, we did have MTV, so we already knew that Huey Lewis had a new album coming out. But what about, I mean, there's more stuff. Music used to come out on Tuesdays, and a lot of times it would be a surprise going to the record store. Jeez, I sound like I'm 1,000 years old. Going to the record store on a Tuesday to see what was new. And not knowing what was coming and asking them. And a lot of times they didn't know.
Yeah.
But now I go to pauseandplay.com, not just for Christmas music. I go all year long and see what's coming out. So every Friday I go, what's coming out today? Because music comes out on Fridays now for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, what's coming out today? And it's great because you have the new CD or digital releases, and then you have some that are just digital, and you have vinyl, and you have stuff that's being re-released,
right,
or deluxe versions of previous stuff, and also, you know, music video DVDs or Blu-ray or books. So, you know, for somebody who loves music, what a gift to be able to go and find out all of this stuff.
Well, thank you so much. It's funny that you mentioned Ice, because I subscribed to it when I was living in Tokyo, and out of the blue, Pete Howard, who was the founder of that, mailed me a letter and said, would you be my Japan correspondent for releases that are coming out in Japan? And I said, yeah. And I don't remember if he paid me. I don't care, but it was fun. I got to give him the scoops on things that were coming out in Japan. I loved it.
I used to like when I guess Tower Records was probably the place that carried Ice Magazine. And I feel like there are some people who are listening and I'm almost talking in a foreign language saying some of this stuff. But I would go and I would take Ice Magazine home and get a highlighter out.
Yeah.
And go, okay, yep, here's this, mm-hmm. here's this. Oh my gosh, this is coming out. All right. You know, to keep up. And then as it got into the fall, all the Christmas things or things that sounded like they are probably going to be Christmas records. And I would check all of those. Other than like aesthetic things that have changed about the website, I know you guys did a big change this summer. It's more visual, I think, than anything else. What other stuff has changed over the years for Pause and Play?
Well, one of the reasons we did the redesign is because I wanted to make it look better on mobile, because apparently a lot of people read it on their phone and on their iPads and other devices. So I wanted to make it friendlier, and the photos look better. Everything. I just love the design of it. And I credit my design person, Michelle Green, for that. She did a great job. But I do the nuts and bolts all day. It's a full-time job, even though I have another full-time job. What has changed? I started breaking out things like the vinyl. I wanted vinyl to have its own page because it's such a growing, it's funny to say that vinyl is growing, because that was the only thing we had back in the early 80s. But it is growing. It's a big chunk of the music industry now. So I like breaking that out. I started breaking out the DVD, Blu-ray releases. It's not all music, but it doesn't matter because movies have music. That's the way I feel about it. And I also broke out music books. And I get messages from people saying, I really appreciate having the music books separated, because I can keep track of what's coming out. And to hear that is just, it's a thrill anytime I hear from people. And whenever they suggest a change, I'll look into it. I'll see what I can do, make it more easier for them to read.
And for those who don't know, when Jerry talks about music books, this isn't necessarily scores. This isn't something to pick up a book to learn how to play guitar. Right. Although that might be in there, but these are books about music. I think there was a new Keith Urban biography that came out recently, and so it's that kind of thing. There's a book about the Grateful Dead that came out recently. So if you have a favorite artist, you should check that page often, because there could be a book coming out about. Lou Reed and Reba McEntire and Kiss. All there are books about them all coming. So
yeah,
and because Britney we're getting
Spears, there's a Britney Spears, she's actually writing a book, which I find amazing that she even has time for that. But there's Geddy Lee has written a book about himself, and there's a lot of Johnny Cash. There's a Boy George autobiography in there. It's fun for me to compile. I'll tell you that much.
And if you love music, what a great place to discover things, and especially as we move into what everybody likes to call this time of year, gifts. What a great idea. You've got somebody on your list who loves Reba McEntire. There's a Reba McEntire book coming.
Yes.
What a great gift. Let's go ahead and shift into the music. When you go to the website, which is pauseandplay.com, you'll see several different headings, and under news, there's a blog, and you scroll down a little bit on the blog, you'll see the holiday releases, and that's been just updated. Friday, October 6th was a big vinyl day for Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And that just, it's still a little shocking to me to walk into stores and see a big record section. When they're and frequently they're bigger than the section for CDs, and it is just getting bigger and bigger. I noticed a ton of Christmas vinyl was released on October 6th. Is this indicative of like all genres that there's so much vinyl that's coming out, or is it a Christmas thing?
It seems like it's a Christmas thing to me. It's like they're catching up, because a lot of these original albums didn't have vinyl versions, like the NSYNC Home for Christmas. There was no way that was put on vinyl that I know of in 1998. Yeah. But yeah, it's there. And you're going to see the other things like Home Alone Christmas, and every year they put out the Phil Spector album, which is a classic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
A classic Christmas album. And then you get the compilations that the big labels like to put together, like Now That's What I Call a Wonderful Christmas, Most Wonderful Christmas. And that, I like those compilations, because they put together all your favorite songs, like from Andy Williams. And I adore Brenda Lee. The older I get, the more I appreciate Brenda Lee and her voice and the production. Not just that one Christmas song, but the other ones, like the one I'm thinking of is Christmas Will Be Just Another Lonely Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it sounds like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, but it's not your traditional Christmas song, but it is about how she's lonely at Christmas. But she's just flawless in this song. I can't say enough about Brenda Lee.
Yeah. And the thing about the Now That's What I Call Christmas, That's What I Call Christmas Too, That's What I Call a Most Wonderful Christmas, those things, there are a lot of people who are down on those, but I think it is a really nice collection, because you get a lot of the classic songs that you love, Burl Ives and Andy Williams and that kind of thing, but you also get a smattering of newer stuff, so it's a pretty good mix. It's not going to be everything. It can't be. It's usually a double CD. I don't know how many LPs would be on the vinyl, but it's a nice mix, and it's a great mm-hmm. thing to be able to throw on and get you into the spirit.
Yes. And I don't know if you remember last year, and it just stood out for me right around just before Christmas, maybe it was around Thanksgiving. A lot of these songs ended up on the Hot 100.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey was at number one. Brenda Lee was in the top 10. You had Jingle Bell Rock in the top 20. Bing Crosby had a couple songs in it. It just amazes me that these songs are still selling enough that they're charting.
Yeah.
Of course, the chart's not the same as it used to be, but it shows that people are streaming it like crazy.
Oh, yeah. If you take a look at the streaming charts and you see, I mean, Mariah's always near the top, but you'll see such an amazing mix of, and I hate to keep using the word mix, but that's really what it is, of these artists, whether it's Elvis or Bing Crosby or the Eagles or Bruce Springsteen. You'll see a lot of these, and I have this love-hate thing with the way traditional radio does Christmas music, because they do like 100 songs over and over and over, and you're ready to put a gun in your mouth by the 1st of December because it's the same ones over and over. But these are all, but the other side of that is that these are those songs that mean Christmas to a lot of people.
Yes.
And they're the ones that they love, and you can see it when you look at the charts and what people are streaming, because they're choosing to listen to that Mariah Carey Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mariah has done lots of Christmas music, that particular one is the one that captivates people, and they listen to it over and over.
It's such a big production. It sounds like something Phil Spector would have produced, because
yeah.
It has a wall of sound kind of feel to it.
It definitely captures that.
Yeah. I every Christmas at our house, when we decorate the tree, we're always playing Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. So that to me defines Christmas, is that kind of music.
Oh, and I think everybody has something that takes them back to childhood, takes mm-hmm. them back to earlier, happier Christmases, maybe happier because you didn't have adult responsibilities, probably. Christmas wasn't costing you an arm and a leg. But everybody has attachments to those kind of songs. And the Now series really captures, I think, really captures that better than most.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, in the Vinyl Hall, the latest one, Bob Dylan, Christmas in the Heart.
I didn't even know that album existed, quite frankly.
Bob Dylan is one of those that people either or love or don't. And a lot of the songs that are on this sound like are in the style of songs from 60, 70 years ago, like Mitch Miller. It would be that kind of style. You hear him do Must Be Santa, and it sounds, I mean, it's still Bob Dylan singing, but it still sounds like the production of something from a long time ago.
I like that.
But that's out on vinyl. Mary J. Blige, I can't believe this album's already 10 years old. A Merry Christmas. An anniversary edition. And it came out on vinyl. And something that's very interesting about this one, at least to me, is that for a special edition that comes out on vinyl, there's a couple extra songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
always nice to have extra tracks.
But usually that's a deluxe digital thing, or maybe a special CD or something, but to be putting this out on vinyl and also adding a couple songs for a fan of Mary J. Blige, what a great gift that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is on vinyl, and there's extra stuff that you haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. And just sort of running down some of these, and it's just interesting to me the wide variety of stuff that just came out on vinyl. Alan Jackson's Honky Tonk Christmas from the 90s. Carole King's Christmas album from 11, 12 years ago. John Legend's Christmas album that came out, 4 or 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then Willie Nelson's Pretty Vinyl album that came out in the 70s. All that stuff just out on vinyl. That's just amazing to me.
It is to me, too. And I'd kind of like to hear this Santa Swings, the 27 Christmas Stockings.
Oh, yeah.
From Bear Family. It's got Glenn Miller tracks, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong. It shows you how Christmas music has always been popular since the 30s, 40s.
The album you're talking about, Santa Swings, the Wind Up, 27 Christmas stockings full of shellac dust. Uh-huh. And it's a collection of all of these tracks from 50s, maybe 40s.
I think it goes back to the 40s because you see Glenn Miller on there and he died in the 40s.
Yeah, Glenn Miller's on there. Ella Fitzgerald, but a lot of those era. And it's a really nice collection of not the usual suspects.
Exactly.
So that's really cool too. All right, stuff that is still to come. Johnny Mathis has a new Christmas album.
Yeah, he's the king of Christmas.
Yeah, and we got an EP from him last year with a few new songs, and I think all these are on the new album. It's called Christmas Time Is Here. I don't think a single is out yet. If there's going to be one, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the duet with Kristen Chenoweth.
I'm interested in that Judy Garland one because it comes from a TV episode, from her TV show when she did a Christmas episode. So I'd be interested to hear how they transferred that from television onto a CD and make it sound good.
Yeah. So. This is the Judy Garland Christmas album, which is not a great name for it because Judy never actually did a Christmas album, but it was an episode of her show, or at least most of the tracks from this are from that. That was from 1963. And I feel like some of these came out on a Judy Garland release before, but this looks like it's the whole show, everything. And they're not all Christmas songs, but many of them are. And I'm very interested to see how they cleaned it up too. I'm looking forward to playing some of that.
And then you got Cher.
Well, yeah, Cher. And Cher has been promoting this, teasing it little by little on social media. I get Google alerts in my email for Christmas stuff. And lately, almost everything starts with Cher. So she's doing a terrific job on this. And the first single's out. Have you listened to it?
I just listened to it before I logged on, and I thought, she's so auto-tuned, but I still like the song. I don't know.
I feel both of those things. It's very Believe.
Yes, very much.
And I feel like, you know what? It's going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
But
And you can still see hints of her voice, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's there are, a whole genre. And I like the fact that it's something new. It's not rehashed. Have yourself a little merry little Christmas, which everybody does. I like it. I like it when artists do new songs.
Yeah, I think there are a couple new tracks on this one, and she does go to some traditional stuff. She's got a lot of famous people on here: Darlene Love, Michael Bublé, Cyndi Lauper, Stevie Wonder. I'm curious if you know. I know that music stuff is a passion for you, and you can't know everything about each release that's on the website, but you know a lot. So I'm just curious if you know anything about the Sia release, the Snowman Deluxe Edition.
I see that it has three new songs, and I believe that this album was originally just digital, so it's on CD for the first time.
I'm just curious if these three new songs are three new songs that were on the deluxe edition when that came out a couple years ago, or if these are brand spanking new songs.
Well, the track listing on Amazon says two of them are. Well, there's a new one called 3 Minutes Till New Year's.
Okay, that's already, that was on a previous one.
Okay, and there's a slowed down version of Snowman and a sped up version of Snowman.
I think those were on the, so what this sounds like to me is that this is the Snowman Deluxe Edition that came out a couple years ago with new songs, and it's on CD for the first time. Mm-hmm. So those new songs that came out a couple years ago are on CD for the first time, but I don't think that there's something new on it for 2023. I could be wrong. We'll find out in another week or so when this comes out. Also, Sia, if you're listening, drop me a line, let me know.
And kudos to her, because every song on that album is a new song. I mean,
yeah,
she didn't do any covers.
No covers, and it's good. You know, it's catchy. You'll find some of these songs staying in your head, and I think it's in a good way. I know there's some people who you get Christmas songs stuck in your head, and you're not so happy about that. But I think Candy Cane Lane and Ho 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 are two of the ones that are probably my favorites on this. And I think that they're very catchy. She also did a song about Puppies Are Forever, which I really like, because she did a campaign, and I can't remember who it was with now, because people like to give puppies as Christmas gifts. And it's about that. It's about that. These are living animals that are going to be yours forever. This isn't something that you play with for a week and then get rid of. And I feel like, you know, kudos to you for making a song about that and sticking it in your Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Another big one that's on the way, Pentatonix's Greatest Christmas Hits. When they announced this, I thought, oh, geez, they're going to put this out and put an extra song or two on there. But I think there's like 8 or 9 new songs that are on this collection. They're not all, and you can't see me making quotation marks in the air, but I am. They're not all Christmas songs.
Yeah.
There's Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and there's one other one that's not really a Christmas song. And that's a kind of thing that they often do. But there's a new original, Please Santa Please, which you may already have heard. It's already out there. And there's a couple others, and that's on the way. That'll be a big one. That one and Cher, I think, will be the biggest of the season.
I agree. I'm also looking forward to Gregory Porter.
Yeah.
He's great. And it's nice to see him doing something. It was recorded at Abbey Road Studios, and he's going all out for that one.
Have you heard the first single yet, Everything's Not Lost?
Not yet.
Oh, it's really, really nice. So smooth. And it's terrific. And it's original. I love when they do, like you had said, I love the originals. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. I love it when somebody like Gregory Porter takes something new, and it's so rich and smooth. And I know there's some covers on this, mm-hmm. but I'm very excited about hearing him just from hearing this track of what he does with him.
Another one I'm really interested in hearing, I don't know if you saw it, on November 10th, the Great Songs of Christmas Masterworks Edition. These, back in the 60s, Goodyear stores would give out these Christmas albums. And, you know, if you bought a set of tires, you would get this Christmas album. They were only available in Goodyear. And it had some big names on them, but they were annuals for like 10 years. And so they're handpicking songs off of those 10 albums, and they put it on one edition that's 18 songs. It's been remastered. I'm interested in hearing that one.
Yeah. I want to hear how they were able to clean them up.
Yes, exactly.
But this will come as no surprise to anybody that I'm frequently in these little Christmas music forums and groups and stuff online. And I'll see occasionally people talking about the Goodyear records. And I hope this does well. I hope that they did a good job cleaning the songs up, mm-hmm. and that it does well enough so that this is a well they can go back to. Because I bet that there is a market for this.
Yeah, definitely.
There are several Bing Crosby releases coming.
Which is natural.
But there's one, Bing Crosby's Christmas Gems, that is supposed to have some previously unreleased stuff. Do you know anything about that?
Well, it's coming from Primary Wave, which is kind of a newer label. This is not really a label. It's like a publishing house. And they're buying up artists catalog, like Olivia Newton-John. I think they just signed Isaac Hayes' estate. And so now they own a big chunk of the rights of the songs, and they can put them out on CD and whatnot. These do look like songs that are, it was curated by the Bing Crosby estate. Some of them are rare. I'm thinking of it, 12 of them are previously unreleased. So
yeah.
I always think of Christmas as Bing Crosby's glory days.
I'm very curious about this one, because I don't know if some of these are just different versions, making them previously unreleased, or if they're actual stuff that never came out before. Because I know one of the things I said is that the duet with David Bowie, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, it said it's coming out for the first time, and that's not true.
No, it's not. Unless it's another take.
But yeah.
I don't know if there was another take.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Did it in one take, from what I hear.
But I know at this time of year, a lot of times you will see a Christmas release and it makes some kind of extraordinary claim, and then you find out, well, that's not true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But with there's so many Bing releases coming, Christmas Gems is one to take a look at.
Yes,
I think
I agree.
I'm looking forward to Michelle Malone and the Hot Toddies. That was something that she did, I think, a Kickstarter, and it went last year, and now it's getting a wide release. But she's been doing Christmas stuff with the Hot Toddies for years, and this is going to be a very fun record. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this. And I said record, but I probably won't. I don't even know if it's coming out on vinyl, but I'm sure I'll have digital. Trying to think if there's anything else big that
you ever heard the Salso Orchestra doing any Christmas music? I'm a sucker for disco. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's new on this one. If you heard Merry Christmas All, you would recognize that. That's the enduring hit from this. I think this came out in the late 70s originally. And I'm not sure what's new on this one. There are a couple Christmas medleys on this, and they're really long. I mean, like 10, 11, 12 minutes. But if you do like that 70s disco era, you will love this. I think we hit all the highlights. Well, I'm going to put a link to this page in the show notes, so anybody listening to this can just click that and go over there and check it out.
I'm going to add the Christmas link to one of the drop down menus so people can access it quicker rather than going to the blog.
Okay. Well, cool. Anything else that we have that you can think of that we've missed? I know we didn't go through every single release, but
later this weekend, I'll probably go in and scour the internet and whatnot for more Christmas releases. This is probably as definitive as it's going to get right now. I don't think that there's going to be any surprise releases for Christmas. They usually set them up in September and October, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, the surprises usually are singles.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough for an artist to keep an album a secret and then put it out. Jerry, thanks so much for taking some time to look through all of this stuff. This was a lot of fun. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who have been making notes in their Christmas lists.
Can I do a shout out to somebody in particular?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Elton John. Do you know why?
No.
And I know of at least 4 instances in interviews where he has mentioned Pause and Play. He, whenever an interviewer asks him, well, you know, he's a champion of new music. I think more than just about any big artist around. He touts them all the time on social media, everywhere in interviews. But they like to ask him, how do you find out about new music? Where do you find out about these people? And he says, I scour the internet. I look at Pause and Play. I go to Amazon. And when somebody had first told me that he had mentioned my site, it was he had done a town hall meeting on Sirius XM. And it was towards the end of his interview, and they asked him that question, where do you go? And he said, Pause and Play. And I lost it. When I heard that, somebody had told me about it, and I sought it out, and I just couldn't believe it. He said that. And he said it in other interviews. So I appreciate him giving me a little plug for my little website. And someday I'd like to thank him in person.
You know, now that you mention that, I know that I saw something, I think it was on your blog post about Pause and Play's recent anniversary, where near the end of it, you addressed Sir Elton John, if you're reading this, I want to thank you in person. And I did wonder what that was about. That's amazing.
Yes. And I do have somebody who emails me periodically. He's in Elton John's circle, and he's a manager, I believe, an artist manager and a publicist. And he's talked to Elton about my site. And so I'm going to work on him.
Wow. That's terrific.
I'd be willing to fly to New York and on my own dime to meet him and thank him. And I want to see his record collection really bad.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine. Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that and for everything else that you've gifted us with in your time here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, shoot. We forgot to mention your newsletter.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What's in that and how do we get it?
Well, I ship it out on every Friday morning. It's a list of that week's new releases and reissues. It's mostly the highlights, you know, the bigger releases, because if I put everything that's coming out in one email, people would freak. It's too much. So I just kind of give the highlights, and then I offer links to our main New Music Friday page, so people can keep track of what's coming out.
Well, in addition to the page about the holiday releases, I'll put a link to the newsletter so people can sign up and get that in your email every Friday, well, or into the weekend, depending on the internet, because, you know. Jerry, thanks so much for being on today.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, so you can find us on your favorite streaming site and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. I'll put the link to that down in the show notes as well. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.